It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We work so hard at that, a little insulted. We work so hard at that, a little insulted, that in the sense of it's like, well, it's just a gimme. Like, we work so hard at that play. We're talking about banning it. Like, you know, I think that's a little unfair. And again, it's a little insulted by that in the sense of, like, A.J. Brown's really good at catching the deep ball. I don't think we're going to ban that. Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback. We can't ban all the things that he does
right,
so
no
well.
Pass.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Super Bowl winning coach Nick Sirianni,
making all the sense in the world.
And he tells you that he said, he at one point he said of the Green Bay Packers and other people that don't like the tush push, they are jealous. He called them jealous.
I understand where he's coming from. Yeah. And I understand the sentiment, because it does seem like people are trying to stop and halt what they can't stop and halt. They're trying to do it off the field because they can't do it on the field. And teams are reacting to this tush-push trend executed best by the Eagles. So at the NFL owners' meetings this week at Palm Beach, which all the coaches are
so
gathered.
Much fun. Great place.
Great place. Great event.
You go down there and you just talk to people. Talk in the hallways.
To people. Yeah, they're accessible. They have total access this morning. We heard from Mike Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers this morning. A lot of things going on. But league wide.
Hotel room, find a nice watch. What?
Awesome.
It's never happened.
The big issue league wide would be a couple things that are coming up. The tush push legislation, if you will, and the 18th game possibility.
So, okay. Let's talk about the dichotomy between those two things.
Because the absurdity is there for
you
us to
need,
look
you
at.
You need to ban the tush push because guys are getting injured in the pile. Guys are diving into the pile. You're trying to preserve careers. Let's play another game.
Yes, right.
Like, what?
So absurd. Because you know why it's absurd? I can almost understand the 18th game. And you can... we can debate the merits of that and understand all of that comes with it. But I don't, because I think those are valid concerns about the health and safety of players and the whatever the financial ramifications. But when you're talking about the tush push, the 1-yard quarterback sneak that the Eagles do better than anybody else in the league, if you are citing player safety issues, show me the facts. Let's see the evidence. Have you seen anything? We follow closely.
In the Super Bowl, was it Jones dove into the pile? He tried to like put his body there, and he kind of got hurt.
Yeah, but
in the Super Bowl,
that's an anecdotal thing. They're talking about specific injuries. Is it because of the angle of your neck? I just feel like I'm with Andrew Brandt too. He tweeted this morning. We talked about it last week. It's an ongoing conversation. Andrew Brandt, our guy who is up to speed on all things NFL, on the tush push, opponents cite player safety, but there are no statistics showing it is less safe. It's hard to see the move to ban it as anything but trying to remove a proven competitive advantage for one very successful team. So as a result,
exactly correct. That's exactly right.
Andrew Brandt thinks it's going to stay. I think it should stay. The Packers have been the team identified as being most opposed to it.
Most cowardly, dare we say.
Yes, the green and yellow. Yes.
They wear. There you go. Yellow is the cowardly.
The green and yellow.
Green is the envy.
Yes, right. Green is the envy. Yellow is the cowardice. Hello, Packers. Take that from the one.
Packers are full of crap.
Okay. But Molly, seriously.
That's so good.
It's not just the Packers, as we're finding out.
No, no. There are teams
that are quieter.
Yeah.
Quieter behind the scenes saying, you go, Mark Murphy.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
Argue on our behalf because we can't stop it either.
I wonder how the Bears feel about it.
Well.
Because they can't stop it.
Well, I think, though, I would love somebody to ask that question, and I would love for it to be asked honestly, answered honestly.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I don't believe the Bears are in favor of, let me rephrase that so it doesn't come out as a double negative. I believe the Bears, if they were to be totally transparent, would be opposed to the tush push and support a rule making it illegal. That's my hunch.
And you believe that because they can't stop it?
Well, I don't know that we have...
Do we have evidence?
I don't know if we have evidence that they can't stop it. I think that they probably buy into the idea that it's unsafe. And what you hear anecdotally is that they're against it because of that, which is fine. If you have data to support your evidence, then show me it.
Show the data.
Let's see your work.
I believe that's accurate. I think that what I find fascinating is the idea of, you know, if they hit a fourth down, they can do that, and they can pick the yardage up. If they get into short yardage at the goal line, they get a touchdown out of it because of the way they do that. It's a very important play in their playbook. Why can't more teams do that? Is it because of the strength of the quarterback? We've seen him lift like 700 pounds.
It's the strength of the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's the value that he has behind center because of the threat that he poses as a passer as well.
Yes.
There's the element of surprise. Whereas every team could do this, Molly. You could have a backup quarterback designed to be your quarterback sneak guy, but if he comes into the game, your tendency is revealed, and you're showing your hand.
But you know they're going to do it when they're in that position.
And you can't stop it anyway.
You can't stop it.
It's only a yard. It's only a yard because you have a center, you have an offensive line that you practice it, and you perfect it.
Yeah.
And Nick Sirianni is exactly right. Because you do something exceptionally well, they're going to outlaw it. His point about AJ Brown, what's next? They're gonna outlaw the go route because somebody's faster than everybody else?
Right.
Are they gonna outlaw 60-yard field goals because you got a guy with a strong leg? No. That'd be the same thing. You can't stop Jalen Hurts from the one, so you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna make it illegal. That's a bad idea. It's a bad trend.
I wanna know if there are a lot of players in defensive players on the interior that are trying to dive with these linemen, if there have been any concussions. It seemed like Jones in the Super Bowl threw his body onto the ground in front of it and just got steamrolled for a guy that usually
bad strategy.
Is running over people.
Bad strategy.
But it was just an attempt to stop something that they couldn't stop.
But you're not going to legislate a play or make it illegal because the guy made a bad decision.
If you're going to ban it like they're talking about, shouldn't you just make it like if the Eagles get to the one that's like the end zone, you get the touchdown. Right?
I'll be honest. I'm surprised a team that didn't propose to ban it was Washington with what happened in the NFC Championship
game.
Yeah.
That's
How many times did they jump over the line?
They might be hiding behind the Packers.
That was awful.
They might be one of those teams.
They kept going over the time. I mean, it was out of control. There were like three times.
If you're going to introduce legislation, how about that? Right. You can't have more than three consecutive offside penalties, or else it's an automatic touchdown.
The reward is score.
It is an incredible disadvantage for the offense when you get down there, because if you jump offsides, see you bye, you're going back 10 yards. If they jump offsides, you get half the distance the goal.
And then if you do it enough, though, Sean Hockley is going to give you a touchdown. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
That was hilarious.
That's really good.
But that's a good conversation.
It's a
worthy conversation. But I don't know that the tush push is something that screams like, okay, we need to change the game. It isn't a sexy play. It does look like rugby, and this is football, as one of our texter points out. But if you don't like it, stop it.
The teams going for it on fourth down, I would love to look at the success rate. So, for instance, I know that the Detroit Lions were fourth in the NFL in going for a fourth down, and they wound up hitting 22 of 33 or something like that, which put them at the 69 percentile when they went for it on fourth down. The problem is that they go for it on fourth down all year long. You get in the playoffs, and now if you keep going for it, you're going to run into a problem. You're playing better teams. They're more prepared for it, and you can argue that the problem with Campbell as a head coach in the NFL is that he's too aggressive in those situations in the playoffs, and it's really bit him the last couple of years.
Okay, so?
So I'm very curious to see how Ben Johnson feels about that, how he feels about going for it with the Bears. They went for it, I believe, 38 times last year, which was the second most in the NFL. I believe it was 44 times that Cleveland went for.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think we'll find that.
I think the Giants went for 37.
These are just hunches and educated guesses based on our early interpretation or perception of Ben Johnson. I don't think that he will be as aggressive as Dan Campbell was.
No, I hope not. I think like the first three teams are who went for it the most: Cleveland, the Bears, and the Giants, all terrible last year. And then obviously Detroit after that. But it's a desperation ploy for a team like the Bears.
Detroit
when you're
was
losing 10 in a row.
The most aggressive good team. The other ones were desperate bad teams that were maybe forced to go for it on fourth down.
Yep.
And statistically, it created this maybe false perception that they were being aggressive. No, they were being desperate.
Yeah, they're desperate.
The Lions were being aggressive. They were a team that probably were too aggressive and aggressive to a fault. I think that Ben Johnson then comes to Chicago, and he'll have some of those experiences he can lean on.
But he also has to know that it's bitten them in the playoffs the last couple of years, right?
He was probably the voice in Dan Campbell's head saying, "Are you sure about this?"
Right.
He doesn't strike me as being the riverboat gambler type. He strikes me as being somebody who's going to lean on analytics maybe more than we are comfortable with at first, but at the same time, not be reckless with the numbers.
So do they need a short yardage back, or do they need a dynamic?
You always need a short yardage back.
They need both, right?
I think they do.
Yeah.
And let's face it, this tush-push conversation revolves around Jalen Hurts because he does it exceptionally well.
That's it.
They are having this conversation in Buffalo. Josh Allen, is as powerful as he is and as great of a runner as he is, isn't necessarily great at this because it's a leverage game. He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big man.
He's a big guy.
Now he's got a longer body and he can stretch out and everything, but he also...
He can run you over in the open field.
Yes.
But when you're talking about this compressed space and where you need to find the gap and use your leverage and push, that's the whole idea. The tush-push, the brotherly shove, the lakeshore dive, whatever you want to call it.
We have angered a couple of Packers.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
Thank you for making my morning. Designed to anger you.
They get a little carried away with the yellow talk. I don't know.
Yellow and green.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Cowardice and envy.
Yeah, it's right.
I like it.
It's good. But we also have a couple of people that are insisting that football isn't rugby. Stop trying to make it such. It's not.
That's where it came from.
It's a short yardage. You have short yardage situations everywhere on the field every Sunday they play.
Right.
Every game.
Right.
You're going to have fourth and one, third and one. First and goal from the one. You're going to have these situations all the time.
But, I mean, I think it's a really interesting question whether it's too big an advantage for Philadelphia because they do it so well. So if you're going to ban it, you're trying to stop them from winning. It is an attack on a team with a player that does it superbly.
That's what I would feel like if I'm Nick Sirianni. I've seldom agreed with the way he has, what he has said. I mean, he's an easy guy to pick on, but he makes perfect sense on that.
If you went to an Eagles game, he would come over and kind of chat with you. You guys could agree on it, as opposed to yelling at fans.
Yes,
we've seen him.
Yeah,
do.
I would not want him to yell at me.
No,
we would be talking. We'd have a good conversation. We would bond, and he might cry. He'd be so moved to tears.
Let's try Don from the West Side. Don is with us. Hey, Don, long time.
Hey, great morning, guys. I agree with everything you're saying. I don't think that the play should be outlawed because the Eagles are good. But just to play devil's advocate, isn't that similar to the rule ban that they did where you can't create that wedge on kickoffs that was injuring and giving players concussions?
Yeah. Well, the difference is, with the wedge on a kickoff, you had a guy, a wedge buster, whose job was to come down and try to dive into and explode that wedge. And that is people got hurt doing that.
There are guys
walking around concussed with it.
There were examples.
In the interior of the line, as Don's pointing out, there is that sort, like there is that, that immovable object, and you're banging heads, and that's always dangerous.
Yes, but I think that is inherent in any short yardage situation.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's also something that is not exactly new or unique to that down in distance.
Molly, point of the game is short, to get 10 yards and four downs.
Short yardage situations are part of football and always will be.
Yes.
Now, the kickoff return, as it used to be, has changed because of the rules, because of the concussion.
Yes. So many guys got hurt.
The rise in concussions created an awareness that was heightened and rules that were changed because of that.
Yes.
That was not anecdotal. That wasn't one team.
Oh, that was
league wide.
Yeah. No
so
question.
What I think the difference is that Don, it's a great point, but I don't think it's applicable just because you don't have as many people or examples of guys getting hurt trying to stop the tush push.
I'm telling you, you could ban it very easily if you had the evidence that it was injuring people. So if it is unsafe, they should stop it. But I mean, the idea that, okay, we're going to stop this because we care about the play. Let's play another game. That is the idea of expanding the schedule to 18
Can you imagine sitting in that meeting, the
insane.
Owner's meeting, and having that on the agenda, and you look at your minutes of the meeting or you look at your itinerary and it's like, okay, at 8:15, we're going to talk about banning the tush push. Oh, at 8:30, once that discussion is over, we're going to get to adding an 18th game.
You want to know how you hurt players? Keep playing more games.
Yeah.
Keep rolling them out there.
Let's go from.
Let's see how many they can get to.
Labor Day to Valentine's Day. All right. That's what we're going to do.
Hey, in the argument, well, they play 81 or 82 in the NBA. What the hell are you talking about? You can't play two a week.
Football. How about baseball? Baseball, I mean, 162 game season.
Like, how far into the winter are we going? The NFL owns everything. And I appreciate, they're also, one of the other things they're talking about is giving teams a 3-week notice before they move into Thursday night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got 3
weeks. That's not good for the recovery of players either.
It's insane.
It's even worse for fans.
It's pretty bad for fans.
It's worse for fans.
It's really bad for morning radio
guys. Well, morning radio guys aside, I think that we can get over that one night of lost sleep, whereas if I were a fan and I'm planning a trip and I'm booking in May, then they change it in,
now you gotta,
let's say, November.
Now you got to go on Thursday.
Why do you hate me, Roger Goodell? That's not fan-friendly. I understand the value and the TV ratings and all the things, but I don't think that is necessarily in the best interest of everybody involved in the NFL.
I agree with you.
And these days, everybody is involved and addicted to the NFL.
The NFL's king.
The NFL is king.
And all you do is you add them, you know, add another star to their crown.
I'm curious, though.
Steal some ruby from India, put it in a crown.
I know it. I know
what?
It will come up. When George McCaskey meets the Bears media, as I think he is scheduled to do, it is the owners' meetings, I hope and trust that somebody will ask him where he stands on the tush push, and I will be very curious how he responds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Does he side with the Packers?
I don't know.
The dreaded Packers?
He might be against it just because it's the Packers that are standing for it.
Out of principle?
Well, I'll
be surprised.
They don't like the Packers.
I'll be surprised if he sides with the Eagles, and I hope that they have a reasonable explanation.
The proximity to men's rooms will determine how you feel about the Packers.
You don't think he takes the urinal guards with him to the owners' meetings, do you?
Wouldn't that be something? And they have no owner, per se, so you could get away with it.
Well, they have a representative, though.
It's a statement. Do
you think that he would do that at the owners' meetings at the hotel?
I would doubt it.
In Palm
but
Beach,
I don't know.
No. He's been known to do that at other places.
Yes.
Around town.
Yes.
Always carries a handy one. I mean, that's bad.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
I love the idea. Like, oh my God, hey, I just saw this in your bathroom. Yeah, George McCaskey was here. He does not like the Packers. All right, we got to get to a break. I believe
Jerry Palm.
We're going to bring in Jerry Palm.
Yep.
You know what I find fascinating? And we'll ask Jerry about it. I am almost certain that all four of the teams left in the tournament, all number one seeds, are on his top 10 list for both offense and defense. So think about that. You know, there were stronger defensive teams and then stronger offensive teams, but each team in the top 10 in both categories. We'll talk to Jerry next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.